Okay, we're starting right now the third parak, Daf Yud Tes Aleph. The Mishnah describes hey, no tell as minchas mitoch chiva mitzvos, but no sin l'sok klisharis. We mentioned this earlier on. If you remember the whole process of how the korban mincha works, but the baal would take her korban mincha. The sota again would bring this. We mentioned last time would bring this this wicker basket from home with the ingredients inside of it. The baal would take it out of her hands from the chiva mitzvos from this mitzvah basket, but no sin l'sok klisharis, and they would then place it into the klisharis, into the kli that would. That would now make this item kadosh, and nosna al yada. They would then put it on her hand. Remember, we had last time why we put it on her hand again. Remember the reason why we had that? Why we bring it back to her again? Remember the reason, boys?
Tie her out.
Very good. We want her to admit eventually that she did something wrong, so we don't want to tie her out. The kohen miniach es yado mitachta. The kohen then puts his hand under hers. Umenifa, and then they end up shaking it. We'll see in a minute. There's a whole process of the korban that they. They end up shaking it like Lulav and Esrach after shaking. They take this sota, this mincha sota, and they shake it. In the third line of the Mishnah, the Avitah's mouth. Enif, they shake, v'higish, and then they bring it, approach. They approach the Mizbeach, kamatz v'hiktir. Again, we mentioned before last time, kmitza is they take the handful, and then they offer the handful of hiktir on the Mizbeach. V'ashar ne'achal l'kohanim, and the rest of it, we mentioned this last time as well, a few times ago, the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim, the remainder part in the you know, that are around. Remember, what can the Kohen not do to this part? And what he can't do to this part that's left over? Who remembers? What can the Kohen not, how can he not eat this? Some things he can do, some things he can't do. What can he not do with the remaining part of this mincha? Who remembers? What can he do? We say, maybe he can add dvash. He can add different ingredients. But what he can't do is one thing only. Good, he can't make a chametz. He's got to make sure it stays non-chametz. Exactly, very good. Excellent. Okay. Hayamashke v'achach makrivas minchasa. So again, they give her a drink, then afterwards they offer the korban mincha. But that's machlokas we mentioned last time. Remember this, what order you do it in? Here's the source of machlokas. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon omer makrivas minchasa v'achach hayamashke. No, first you give the korban, and the last thing that you do in the process is the actual drinking of the mesota. That's the machlokas we mentioned. Here's the source of that machlokas. In the pasuk, it says, V'achar yashkeasa isha samayim. So that means that afterwards you give her a drink, which implies again the last thing that happens is that you give her a drink. This Gemara over here, the Tanakh comments to explain what V'achar yashkeasa means. But over here we see that according to Rabbi Shimon, the last thing that happens is you give her a drink. You give the korban first, the drinking happens afterwards. Im hishke v'achrach hikriv es minchasa k'sher. But if for some reason the order was messed up, and you first gave her to drink, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says first offer the mincha, then only afterwards do the drink. If you made a mistake and first you gave her to drink and afterwards you offered the korban mincha, that would still be ksheira, and the sota process would complete even then. Again, we might have to say that it shouldn't count if you messed it up. It still counts. It works. So again, ideally, Rabbi Shimon Paskins, first you give the korban and then afterwards you go through you give her to drink. That's the last thing that you do. Achar yashkeasa isha. But if for some reason you made a mistake and you first gave her to drink, and afterwards you finish the process, that vidyev would be good according to Rabbi Shimon. So we have a closer in the Mishnah, what goes first, the drinking or the korban, but either way, we have over here this process that we mentioned just now in the Mishnah. So again, he takes the baal takes the korban mincha from her wicker basket, place it in klisharis, they then put it by her hands, the kohen takes underneath her, and they do some sort of maisa of waving the korban mincha, they take the handful out, they bring it to the mizbeach, she either drinks, and then you offer it, or you offer it, and then she drinks. And the evidence, Rabbi Shimon, even though you're supposed to offer it first and drink afterwards, you do the other way around, you're still Yotzei. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Yoshia, did Darei. Darei means in his generation. Rabbi Yoshia that lived in his generation. So Rabbi Elazar says Rabbi Yoshia that lived in his generation. Osesiv akareich. Again, the reason why I said that, because there's Rabbi Yoshia, apparently there's a few Rabbi Yoshias out there. We want to explain to Rabbi Elazar who Rabbi Yoshia this was. It was not, says Rashi, Rabbi Yoshia Hazakim, who apparently was also alive then, but it was a little new generation he was alive, but not the same, like, he was older. You wouldn't argue with Rabbi Yoshia who was older. So it was like his peer, Rabbi Yoshia, his peer. He says, Lo seisiv akareich ad mefarsh li b'had milsa. Do not sit down on your feet, don't sit down, until you explain to me the following teaching. Minayin l'mincha sota shetuna tnufa. How do we know that the mincha sota requires a waving? Where do we find the obligation to wave the mincha sota? You describe it here, the kohen puts his hand underneath the ladies and they wave it. Where do you find waving? What's the source for it? Where does it mean? No one. What do you mean from where? Ve'niv ksivba. It says that it's waved. I mean, the Torah says you wave it. What do you mean where you find the source that it's waved? Whereas doesn't. What I meant was that Rabbi Eliezer says back, the bialim in elam. How do you know that the bialim have to be part of the waving process? We know the kohen waves, but how do you know that the women also have to be holding at the same time? I mean, the pasuk over here says ve'nif. The lesson of the pasuk is read inside for you. It says the kohen waves it, but where do you see that the lady also is holding it? It says asi yad yad mishlamim. We have a gzeir shava. Asi, we bring in the word yad yad. The word yad used by shlamim and by the sota, and we learn how the gzeir shava. Ksiv hacha says over here by the sota. L'kachal kohen miyada isha. Uksiv hacha says over there by the shlamim yadav tivi ena. Again, the word yadav and the word yad is gzeir shava. We learn halachas back and forth. Makan Kohen over here by so that we know this is the word Kohen. So Afalan also did by Shlomim as well. It's got to be a Kohen. So Kohen also is touch is going to wave the Shlomim offering. But Malahal and Bailim over there by Shlomim, though we know for sure that the Bailim also were holding it. The original people were giving the Korban. So the Bailim with the Kohen. So Afkan over here as well. Zereshav goes both directions. Bailim. Okay, so how could that be? How could both the Baal and the Kohen do it? Meiniach yado tachas yideya Bailim. I mean, if the Kohen would put his hands underneath the Bailim's hands, and he would wave it. So we have right now, again, both by the Shlomim and by the Sota, that the offering, the Korban Mincha, is waved by both the Kohen and whoever is the offering the Korban. By the Sota, it's the woman offering the Korban. So the woman and the Kohen together are going to wave the Korban offering before they actually bring it and offer it.
How do they get so close and touch each other?
So it's a good question whether they actually touch each other or not. It's an excellent question. Sounds like they do. There's two options here. It could be that this is like a cleat, right? Like this is a cleat. So it could be you hold it. Wait, so we do this together, right? You know, whatever it is. So that's option number one, is that we kind of are both holding it, but it's not actually, we're not actually touching. It's option one. Option two is that they would be touching.
Sounds like their hands.
Tachas yad, underneath the hands of. It could be. It could be she holds like this and he holds it underneath it. Meaning, there are ways to explain tachas yad that it could be they're not touching it actually, but it could be they are touching. It could be you could say they are touching. And all the problems we have with Nagia, this is, it's like part of the procession, part of the performance of a mitzvah, that maybe there could be things that are happening that are normally not allowed. We described earlier on, you tear her clothing, right? That means a Kohen, it sounds like he's tearing her clothing. It means he's touching her, he's undoing her hair. Doesn't sound like there's a lady doing it, it sounds like there's a guy doing it. There are certain parts of the process that might be involving a man, which normal circumstances would not be allowed, but due to the fact there's a halachic process going on, it might be okay in the end. Okay, good question though. Hinif v'igish kamatz, etc. Hayamash kevach tach machiv minchasa. Now, if you look at the Mishnah's order, we have a little bit of a problem right now. The Mishnah in the order says that if you look at the fourth line, it says in the Mishnah, v'igish kamatz v'iktir. So v'iktir, what does v'iktir mean? That you offered it, you burned it. And then the Mishnah goes on and says, she drinks and you offer it. Well, I don't understand, you already burned it. Meaning the order sounds like you already burned it in the Mishnah, right? The fourth line, you burned it. And then we have my focus, do you drink it or burn it or burn it afterwards? We already said that you burned it. Says the Gemara, Ha'akriva. Behold, it was already offered according to the Mishnah. What do you mean that you drink first and then afterwards you offer it? It already was offered in the Mishnah according to the way the Mishnah listed it. Where's it? No. Ha'akriva. This is what it means to say in the Mishnah. Seder Menachos Ketzad. What is the order of the Korban Mincha? Heinif Ve'igish Kamatz Ve'iktir Vashar Necha L'Kohanim. This is the order. The order of the actual offering of the Mincha itself, not her actions in it, but the actual mincha itself. So you have over here, again, we just started two dots over here, Josh, about five lines on the bottom of the page. So again, we said before that in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Tes Aleph, we already, it sounds like we offered the mincha already. Then we describe it there, that they burn it. Which one is it? Do you offer it or did you burn it? So we said, no, the mincha itself, besides the woman's actions, is heinif, waving, higish, approaching, kamatz, handful, hiktir, burning it. And everything else goes to the Kohanim. The question is, at what point in this offering process is the woman going to drink? That's the question. Ubashka gufa pligi, Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Regarding it, where in the middle of this process does the woman drink? That's the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Rabbanan savri mashkirachach makiris minchasa. Rabbanan savri, hold, at first she drinks, and afterwards you offer the korban. But the korban is still in that order. It's in the order of, again, the hikriv is what, that's just the korban part. When the woman drinks, it's a machlokas. We're kind of adding that later on. First, you offer the korban, then afterwards you mashke. So when the Mishnah had a list of the orders of the mincha, and then afterwards says she drinks and they offer, but where you said they offered it? That's because the mincha is done in, you wave it, you offer it, you pick a handful, you burn it. That's the mincha stuff. Where does a woman drink? Either before the offering or after the offering, but it doesn't really matter. The order of the mincha is as we saw it earlier on. Fine. Two dots, lovely test on date. I'm off now. So you would first drink and afterwards you offer the mincha, that would still be kosher. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Now that you test on the base, right when the two dots just finished. So now a whole new gemara. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis have stated. Vihishka. Now, before I go on, I'll point out to you, there's three times is the word that she drinks in the pasuk. I'm reading the pasuk to you inside right now, the pasuk inside. I got on the side of my gemara, I have the mikra kosher. If you have it with me, follow along. If you don't have it with me, then just you can trust me. But if you have it with me, you can follow along. It says, because of esa alos ha'ila, a kohen, v'sefer, umacha el me'amarim. You write the alos, you write the curses. Remember, ha'alos, ha'ila, remember we had it before? Ha'alos ha'ila. We had three opinions with that man, remember? Give me one of them. What's one opinion? Ha'alos ha'ila. Yosef, give me one of those opinions. What does ha'alos ha'ila mean? Okay, good. So we have, that was the Mishnah. Good, excellent. The Mishnah says, yeah, the shu'ah has an Allah attached to it. Besides that even, what we learned from the words ha'alos ha'ila. Remember we had some extra haze, some extra words here. What does the word alos mean? In the what's that? No, that innocent, but the curses. Alos means the curses, right? The description in the Pesukim of what's going to happen to her body, that's written in the Megillah Sot that you erase. That's the word alos. What might the hay also mean at that point in time? What's the hay extra meaning? Maybe? And what it was, the extra hay, what it might mean? Who remembers what the extra hay might add in? To Machlokas, we said, but what might the extra hay add in? Excellent. Meaning, when you say that, when if you're innocent, though, so that means if you're not innocent, it's going to be, so we have that also written there. We asked the question, Rav Meir said that at line. We said, Rav Meir, don't you need to read Ksnai Kafel? It's not considered a curse if you don't have the other side of it. How do you get to the curse part? Remember what you said there? Who remembers? It's hard. It's hard to do. I know it's hard. Maybe two datum ago? We had it on... No, maybe it was a little before that one. It was in the Gemara. Rav Meir.
No, I think it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday we had it?
So.
Was it yesterday? I thought it was Friday. Who remembers Ha'alos Ha'ela? I'm trying to find words myself. Here. David Zion Aleph. Yud Zion Aleph. What do you want to do? 2 years ago? It's Friday? Ha'alos Ha'ela, the hay was coming to. We said before that it says the word Hinaki. Remember, Hinaki could be written as also Chenek Hinaki. There's missing a yud there. So we said, that's the other side of it. If you're not innocent, you'll die of strangulation. You'll die of suffocation. So we mentioned that there's also written there. So you have the words Ha'alos Ha'ila. That's, I'm just trying to test you guys, so forget the test. Back to our Chumash for a second, the Pesukim. That was not part of the word Vishka. The next part is Vishka, number one. Vishka is Aisha is Me'amarim, Amarim. You give the woman to drink the bitter waters. Uboba Me'amarim Lamarim. And the bitter waters go inside of her. Then something here, then you bring the mincha in front of Hashem, you offer it. You bring it to Mizbech. Then you take a handful. It's supposed to remind of the sin that she may have done. Then you actually burn it. Again, to drink. That's a mime. And then Vishka is a mime, a third time. What's going on in the Pesukim? There's so many words describing her drinking it. Well, when does she drink it? What's going on over here? Tanur Banan Vihishka. We're now quoting the word Vihishka. Top of your testament base. Matam Lomar. What are you teaching Vihishka? Halokor Adnamar Vihishka. It already said Vihishka. So we have three words of the word drinking. Why am I repeating this one? I already had it written there already. So Gemara will tell you why. Shem Nimchika Megillah Vomeris Eni Shosa Ma'arin Osa Umashin Osa Bal Korcha. Didn't really keep it. But he says, why does the word Vihishka an extra time? To tell you that if the Megillah was already erased, she says, I am not drinking. Then Ma'arin Osa, we kind of like, we force her. We force her and we give it to her, Bal Korcha. We give it to her against her will. We force her to drink and we give it to her against her will. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Now, just as an aside, if she would have admitted and said, I did it, we're not going to make her do that, even after she erased the waters. But here was not, we erased the name of Hashem. But here, what'd she say? What'd she say in our case? What'd she say? I'm not going to drink it. You want to admit it? Then we can stop. But if you're, you're going to drink it if you don't admit it. I'm not going to drink it. Okay, then we're going to force you to drink it. If you say, okay, I did it, then we'll stop. But you can't anymore say, I'm not drinking it. Once before the letter, before the name of Hashem is erased, you're allowed to say, I'm not drinking it. And then we stop the process right there. But once we've gotten as far as we have already in the process, you already said you already erased Hashem on it. You can't say, I'm not drinking anymore. Something's going to happen. You want to admit it? You can admit it. But you cannot just say, I'm not drinking anymore. It's too late. If you say that, the extra vishka, and the pasuk tells me, you're going to drink it against your will. You can't say, I'm not drinking anymore. It's too late for that. You lost your chance at that already. That's where Rabbi Akiva says, extra vishka is. He says, why is it v'achar yashkeh? That's also an extra one we have. We have three lashons of drinking. Vishka, and v'achar yashkeh. So why say v'achar yashkeh? Matam olomar. But look for it, Nemar. Vishka. It already said that you drink it. So why say v'achar yashkeh? Drink it afterwards. It means that you drink it after everything else that was said. Because again, if you look in the psukim, it says vishka first, has another number that you do, and it says after v'achar yashkeh. That means that the order should be you drink it after everything else is already done. Drink it after everything, including the korban. That's what Rabbi Shimon we had in the Mishnah over here says the last thing you do is that you drink it. So over here, v'achar yashkeh, the extra v'achar yashkeh is telling you that you have to drink it at the end of everything else having happened. What does that mean? Magid Gimel Dvar Machmin Ba. There are three things that are kind of holding her back. There are three things, again, that she's supposed to do before she drinks it. Achlo Karva Komitz. First, you have to, you have yet to offer the Kmitza, the handful. Achlo Nimchaka Megillah. And of course, you haven't yet erased Shem Hashem. Vachlo Tekaba Le Shrua. And also, of course, if you have not yet accepted the Shrua and said Amen, Amen. If you haven't done that, you don't drink yet. So you have to have three things before you drink. You have to already have offered it. You have to have erased Shem Hashem, the Megillah in the waters, and you have to be Mekabel Shvuah, Amen, Amen. Only then, and only then, Achar, after all those three things, says Rabbi Shimon, then and only then do you drink it. Says the Gemara, Ashlo Karva Komitz, and when it says in the one of the three things was, Rabbi Shimon holds, that until you offer the actual Korban Mincha, Rabbi Shimon Latame, Rabbi Shimon goes according to his reasoning. Rabbi Shimon holds the Amar, Makri Ves Mincha, Savachach Mashke. Says that you first have to offer the mincha. First, your karav is a komitz. You first have to offer the mincha, and only afterwards do you drink the water. So, Rabbi Shimon is consistent. We said three things Rabbi Shimon says have to happen again. One of them is you offer the korban. One of them is that you erase the shema, the parsha into the waters. And one of them we said was that you is that she was mekabel shvuah. She already said amen, amen. Says the Gemara. One second. Megillah, you only do it after you erase the Shem Hashem, the name of the Megillah in the waters. Elamai Mashkila, of course. What else are you giving her a drink? Stop a cup of water? Meaning, they tell me that you have to wait until you erase the Megillah in the waters, until you drink the waters. What would you think? Of course you erase the Megillah in the waters. That's what you're drinking is the name of the what's written in the Megillah. So what does that mean then? El my mashal, what else would you give her a drink if it wasn't the shemos that were in the waters? Amar Vashi, lo nitzrucha, lo, no, nitzrucha, we need to tell you this din, l'rishuma nikar. The following, what does it mean, rishuma nikar? It means that if you can still see in the parchment, I put it in the waters, and it's basically dissolved. If I looked at it really close to my glasses, off really close, I could still see the impressions of the ink on it, go back in again. I mean, even though already it is erased for the most part, but there's still, like, if I write something on a piece of paper and then I erase it, you look close enough, you can still see those letters there. What, you can even read it probably at that point in time. That means it's not yet finished. You have to wait until the Rishuma is no longer Nikar, until the impressions of what was written there are no longer recognizable, and only then do you drink. That's what it means over here. V'achar yashkeh, of course you don't drink it until it's already erased, but it is mostly erased, and the ink is basically off and in the waters right now, but you can still somewhat see the scratchings of what it was. You have to go and wait until that's finished also. That's the achar yashkeh of that middle case, that after you've erased it, completely erased it, there's no even rishumo nikar. Ashul tekabel aleh shvuah. Says over here, again, you only give it a drink until after the shvuah has already been accepted. And it says the Gemara, one second. Mishtahud lo shas. That implies that you don't give it a drink before she was mekabel shvuah. But it's implying there, hamichtav kask asvila. That implies that you could give it to her, you could write it before she actually takes the shvuah. I mean, is that true? I mean, what is it over here? It says you can't give her a drink until she already says amen. What does that imply? That it's ready to go. She says amen, okay, now drink it. But it's not even true. That implies that you actually write it before she says amen. That's not true. After all, the Amar Rava stated, we saw this earlier on, Megillah Sota, Shekasa Kodem Shetekab Ola Shvuah, Lo Asav Lo Klum. That if you have Megillah Sota, and it was written before she's Mekabel upon herself a Shvuah, You've done nothing. It doesn't work. I mean, imagine you find a sofer. Listen, you say to him, I'm not sure what's going to happen right now, but just in case she says a main, write the Megillah now. And we'll use it right away. I don't want to have any time. Let's get this done ASAP. So write it already. That does not work. The writing of the Megillah only happens once she's already Mekabel, a main. If you actually look at the Pesukim, you'll see that it writes that in that order. Read the Pesukim inside for a second. Read the Pesukim inside. It says, find where the Pesukim are describing the original Amen here. Pesuk over here, it says this. Ubo mayim ha-ma'arim ha'ela b'me'ayich, lots was beten b'lam p'yarech, that the waters go into her body and they make her beten swell up and her thigh fall. V'am risha amen. The next word, v'kasam salos ha'ela ha'kom y'sefer. Umacha el me'amarim. I mean, that's the order it happens in. Amen, followed by the actual writing, which means if I wrote it beforehand, it wouldn't count. How could you have a hamin that she drinks it before amen? It's not even written yet. That's the Gemara's question right over here. Gemara says, you're right. Kedi naspa. Kedi means lo litzorech. It was not, you're right. I don't have to tell that din to you. It's true, but it's also obvious. I mean, of course you couldn't do it then. You don't even write it. You don't even write it until she says amen. You're right. It's true. Again, it's a true din. It's a true fact. It's just unnecessary to write it because you can't even do the receiver beforehand. So the Gemara is makabel that point. It is not done until afterwards. It's true. It's not drunk until she actually says amen, but you don't even write it until then. So that's pretty obvious. But for the Gemara anyways listed it as one of the things that you can't do. Kedinas means it was taken for no reason. There's no din to be learned out of it. It's an obvious din. Okay. Now, we want to over here understand better now this Mishnah we have. We have Machlokas in the Mishnah of the order of whether you offer the korban first and then afterwards she drinks, which is what we assumed all along, and I think we're having Paskin as well, or you give her a drink first and then afterwards she offers the korban. What's the argument based on? My kamifluki. What is the Machlokas of these two, the top, the Chum and Rabbi Shimon have in the Mishnah? What's it based on? Plus a cry. Excuse me. There's three Pesukim written about her drinking. We mentioned them already. V'hishka kama. First, you have v'hishka is the first thing. V'achar yashke. That's the second thing. And then v'hishka basra. And then the last time is the v'hishka. So you have three lashonos, and I'll read it again inside with you one more time. V'hishka is isha is me'amarim ha'marim, etc. It gives the drink. Then it says, over here, you do the korban, you offer everything up. She takes the handful, you burn it. V'achar yashke is isha is amayim. And then again, v'hishka is amayim. Three times we have it. So how do we explain this order of these three things? What exactly is happening? That's the machlokas we have in our Mishnah based on how to explain it. Let's see how that works. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan, Safda, Rabbanan hold, V'hishka kama legufo. The first word of V'hishka is telling you the halacha, Shemashka achat makris mechasa. That first you give her a drink, and that's the order, and then afterwards, you do all the offering of the korban. Again, the pasuk is written v'yishkas ha'ishas me'amarim, etc. Then it says l'chachach le'miyada ishas minchas ha'knaos ve'inifas ha'mincha, and he offers it. So the order is as we see. The first ishka is the order. She drinks it, and the korban that follows is in the pesukim is what happens in the order as well. It's the Rabban's opinion. First she drinks, afterwards you offer the korban. Well, if that's the case, v'achar yashke v'bayle l'sharishumo nikar, and the word v'achar yashke, what does that imply? That implies in a scenario where the Rishumo is still Nikar, which means in a case when you have a little bit of the Ksav left, if it wasn't so well erased, then you should erase it more, right? V'achayashke means make sure it's erased before you actually give it to her. So again, V'achayashke means only after should you drink it. After what? Not after the korban was offered, after it's perfectly erased. You really offer before the korban, but you don't drink it until achar, until after you're ready to erase it properly. That's what the middle part means. At the last one, v'hishka basra, shimnimcha v'megillah, v'meres enishosa, ma'aranosa u'mashkosa bakorcha. And the last v'hishka is telling you, not the order, but you force her to drink it sometimes. You force her to drink it. If she was ready to erase, and it's erased completely. And she says, you know what? I'm not drinking it. She doesn't say, I'm Tamei. Because I'm not drinking it. We say, I'm sorry. That's not a claim anymore. You could have made that claim earlier on if you wanted to. But you've been denying it today. You say, I'll drink it. I'm not going to drink it. You want to tell me you did it? Well, stop. But I'm not going to drink it. I'm sorry. V'hishka. The last v'hishka means we force you to drink it in the end. That's the last v'hishka. So we have now three ways of explaining, three part v'hishkas. The first one is the order it happens in. Vishkah is the pasuk, and it describes after Vishkah the korban. Everybody holds the first she drinks, and afterwards the korban is offered. That means only after it's reshumo nika or erased do you give it a drink. And the final Vishkah is if after everything happened and you erased it properly, and she says, I'm not drinking it, but she doesn't have tvani, I'm sorry. Then you make her drink it. Vishkah, you force her to drink it. That's the way the rabbanan explained the psukim. Make sense? Good.
What was the second reason?
Second, which one? V'achar yashkeh?
The second
part of the second drinking lashon?
Yeah.
It said the only time you give it a drink is after everything's been erased fully. Meaning the first Vishkah means that you first give it a drink and only afterwards is the korban offered. The second thing which says v'achar yashkeh, afterwards you give it a drink, after what? Not after the korban, after it's been erased completely, which means if you erase it, but you can still kind of see the letters, then put it back in again. Don't drink yet. Only achar, only afterwards do you give her a drink. And the third Vishkah is that if she says, I'm not drinking, you say, I'm sorry, it's too late for that right now. You got to drink it against your will, unless you want to admit it to me. But if you're going to say to me, I'm not drinking, we say it's too late for that, you have to drink. That's that final Vishkah. So the Rabbanu we get, we understand the order, why they said it, makes sense. How about Rabbi Shimon? Let's explain this to Rabbi Shimon now. Rabbi Shimon says the following. Savar, v'achar yashkeh legufo. When we learn the halacha of the order, that's the middle one. V'achar yashkeh. We had a whole list of all the korbanot, how the korban works. And the second time it says v'achar yashkeh. So it means that afterwards, after all the korbanos offering, do you drink it? Legufo. That's the actual order of how the process should happen. Shemakir v'es minchasa v'achar yashkeh. At first you offer the korban, v'achar yashkeh, and afterwards you drink it. That's the order. The second one tells you the order. V'hishka kam, what's the first v'hishka mean according to them before you have the whole order? She'im hishka, because if you made a mistake and you gave her to drink, and only afterwards you offered the korban in a mistaken order, k'shera, that would also work. So the first one we have is when you do it the wrong way. It says v'hishka, list of the korban, and then it says v'achar yashkeh. The korban v'achar yashkeh is the proper order. The original v'hishka is telling you that if you messed up the order, that's still okay. And the third one they agree about. The third one which they agree about. Vishka Basra, Shinucha Megillah, V'amra, Ein Shosem, Aron Uso, Mashkan Uso Bakorcha. If the third one tells you that if the whole process happens, it should be V'achar Yashker, that's what it should be. But if she did it earlier, it's still okay. And regarding what happens in the third process, which is that in a scenario when she would say, I'm not drinking, but she doesn't admit it, and it's already erased completely, then we make her drink at that point in time. Yes. Great question. He's going to ask me right now, what about Rishumo Nikar? Is that your question? Oh, no. Hey, what's your question? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Rishumo Nikar. I know Aaron's going to ask, but I know he thinks already. It's a great question. Aaron's asking, well, what would have happened then? What would have happened in the case where Rishumo used up the last pasuk, which means the last pasuk that the Rabbanan used about Rishumo Nikar, it's not available for Rishumo to use. It's a good question. Good question. Let me see if someone's answered it. One second. Oh. Rashi mentions it. He mentions it. If you look at Rishimun Savar V'achar Yashkeh, look at the fifth line in the Rashi's in the wide lines. It's my Rashi, the fifth line in the wide lines. Rishimun Savar V'achar Yashkeh. Mashma, the Dafka who? The Dafka Ksivul Achar Aksara? This means it's dafko. This is the way it's supposed to happen. Dafko. This is specifically how it's supposed to happen. Achar yashkeh. The dafko ksivul achar aktara. You actually write it after it's already offered. Lamar shakulan ma'akvin ba. That everything's ma'akivin. Remember Rabbi Shimon had three things that were ma'akivin? Remember Rabbi Shimon? What was the third one he had that was ma'akiv? We said, if you don't write it yet, if you don't write it, how do you possibly erase it? We said, Rabbi Shimon Ikar. Remember Rabbi Shimon's opinion originally? Remember Aaron? Rishimun had three things. We said, achar yashkeh means afterwards. What's after what? After three things. One of them was, after you write it. So of course, after you write it, you're erasing it. No, it means that you have to, after you erase it. It means that it has to be erased, even Rishimun Nikar has to be erased. As we said that above. So Rishimun holds that achar yashkeh means after those three things, you drink it. So including the afterwards would be even Rishimun Nikar. Excellent question. Okay. Now the Rabbanan and Rishimun argue now. So what do the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Shimon? How come they don't like Rabbi Shimon's pshat? Rabbi Shimon said everything that they said plus the order. So Rabbanan say, b'di'evet lo pasach kra. The Rabbanan say to Rabbi Shimon, according to you, the first vishka we have is only a b'di'evet case. Which is what case again? What was the first vishka we had? What did it teach you according to Rabbi Shimon? The first vishka, what did it teach you? Not the order. If you made a mistake in the order. If you mistake the order, right? Vishka was written there in case you messed up and you drank before you offered it. That's still okay. So you're saying that the Torah is giving me the first mention of Vishka as a mistaken case? That seems strange. First, tell me the basic case, the normal case, and afterwards the mistaken case. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the first Vishka that we have is the mistaken case. If by accident you drank it first and offer later on, it's still okay. That's bizarre, say the Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon. It's strange to explain the Gemara to be that the first case you have is the mistake. Doesn't seem like it makes sense. That's why they don't like what he had to say. Okay. Bring us to the very end of our sugya we're doing today. Hopefully, this is the last part. It brings us to the end. This is the last part we're going to see. The Sava Rabbi Akiva. Now, we're going to ask a question of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds Mashkin Osav Baal Korcha. If you remember, we said very top of the New Testament base, we said Rabbi Akiva holds Vishka. We learned out that if she, the last Vishka was that if she's going to say, I'm not drinking, we say, you know what? Drink it anyways. Rabbi Akiva holds that you force her to drink. Is that true? By the time we learn in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kalbu shel barzel matilin sof pia. You know what the jaws of life are? You know the jaws of life? It's like this like someone gets into a bad accident. They bring this big machinery that you kind of like pry open the door with. So Kalbu shel barzel is like a kli. Kalbu is like Rashi's over here. Kalbu is has this like teeth. And you put it into your mouth and you kind of pry your mouth open. Like a dentist does, yeah. You're kind of like, you know, you want to keep your mouth open. So I don't know what you call it in English, but that thing, right? This thing. You know what I'm talking about? They keep your mouth open because they're going to force her to drink, right? Right? They force her to drink. I'm sorry for the. It's like, I'm doing your special IQ. I'm sorry. I took your. Okay. Settle down. There we go. We got it. Anyways, remember the other two things that we have like that? What are the three things? Besides the spitting of the sota, you have to see. Who remembers what they were? Parduma, last Parduma. What's that? The offer of the sotza. And what's the last one, maybe? Excellent, blood of the Metzora. Very good. The Nazir one was one of the three cases where the Torah says one thing, but really the luck is something else. Remember that? What was that one? The Nazir? Yeah, the Sefer. That's where I almost had the mishap in the base medrash. The Get. And the offer, what offer?
The acre.
What acre?
Of the time that it's like acre, but it's really.
What's that referring to? No, that was what we want. That's what we're asking about. We want to know about. That was the question, whether it fits in long or not. What was the last one we had? You're right. It's offer acre. What's it about? He's excellent. He's right down. Very good, Yosef. Excellent. He's right down. Very good. Okay. Bottom line is that we have this kalbush albar, this iron kli that kind of keeps the mouth open. And Rabbi Huda says, Matilu Tokpia, we put it in her mouth. She nimchaga Megillah. Rami and he chose her. She's going to say, after Megillah was erased completely, I'm not drinking it. We force her and we make her drink against her will. Now here's the part that's bothering us. That's Rabbi Huda's statement. That's fine. I'm Rabbi Kiva. He says back, what are you talking about? Klum anutrichin elabodka. While we force her to drink, we only are trying to figure out whether we want to check her. We want to check her innocence or not. Is she innocent or not? We're trying to figure out right now. We give her a drink to know what really happened in that room. Hello, Baduka Bamedis. And now she's considered checked. We just assume that she's guilty. What's she saying over here? I'm not drinking this. What is she saying over here? What's she really telling me? I did it. I mean, the whole point of giving her a drink is to prove her guilt. And when she's over here, I am not drinking this, she's saying to me, I'm guilty. So Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Huda, why are you prying your mouth open and forcing her to drink? We know the answer already. She committed the crime, obviously. That's why she's not drinking it right now. Don't force her to drink it. It doesn't make any sense. What's that? But she could have stopped any way she wanted to. She could have stopped Josh until now. But she's gotten this far. She could say at any point, I'm not drinking it. And then we'd stop. Once the Megillah is already erased, and we say, drink, I'm not drinking this. Now? Yeah, I'm not drinking this. Okay, what does that mean? She probably committed the crime. She could have pulled out anything she wanted to. Until now, she stopped. So we say, we know she did it, Rabbi Akiva says. There's no reason to force her to drink it. Rather, again, all we need to do is to check whether she did or not. Hello, is it not that this woman's Baduka Menas? She's already checked right now. She's just did it. She was given the information we need. She checked herself by saying, I'm not drinking it. She's guilty. But then Rabbi Akiva argues, says, Ella, Achlo Karva Komitz, Yichol Lachserba. Rabbi Akiva says, until the komitz has been offered, she can retract. She can say, I'm not drinking it. We listen to her. Mishikarva komitz, once it's been offered already, What's the korban offering? Rabbi Kiva is more like dipping into the rabban in the Mishnah against Rabbi Shimon, which means that the last thing that you do is really the korban. Oh, I shouldn't say actually. No, it's not true. That the last thing is really drinking. See, right now, he holds on to Rabbi Shimon. That first, once the korban has been offered, no longer can you go back on it. So now we're saying over here, Rabbi Akiva, in the top of the Testament base, what Rabbi Akiva seems to be saying, we force her to drink. But Rabbi Akiva argues, who says, what do you give the whole Barzel thing? You don't force her to drink. If she says I'm not drinking, we know it means she's guilty. There's no reason to force her. What does it say over here, Rabbi Akiva over here, what does it say? We don't make her drink. But if she already offered the korban, she can't go back now. Which means, what are we going to say right now? You force her still. She can't go back if she already offered the korban. So where's that? One second. I don't understand. Utamich, according to your logic, that our brice over here is a source that you don't get force her. This brice itself, forget about asking a question at the top of the Testament base of Rabbi Akiva's opinion. This brice of Rabbi Akiva itself is self-contradictory. How? On one hand, we said, again, Tikshin Lecha Higufa, it itself seems to be a kasha. Mishikarva komates eni chol lacherba. We said once she offers the korban, the handful of the mincha, she can't go back on it. What does that mean? That we forced her. But why? Is she not already checked? Meaning, when she says, I'm not drinking, I mean, she's checked already. Don't tell me we don't force her to drink. You know, if she says, I'm not drinking, we don't force her to drink because we just need force to drink. He says, no, you don't force her to drink. But if she, because why? But if she already offered the korban, then you force her to drink. Why? We just said. So I don't understand. This is Gemara lo kasha. It's not a question. This price over here is not an internal problem. Why not? Why is it not an internal problem? Ha dikahadraba machmas resisa, ha dikahadraba machmas briusa. One case is when she retracts it based on resisa. That means she's trembling. She's panicking. If she retracts based on a panic, there we can assume that we don't know if she's really guilty or not. She's panicking, meaning she's frightened. This is what Josh points. She doesn't want to drink it. She's panicking. But if she did it very calmly, you know, if she calmly said, I'm not drinking it, that means that she's been kind of sketching us the whole way. Then we know she's Baduka Vomedis. Meaning, if she's panicking, we don't know what to believe, make out. We don't know what to make out of it. She's innocent, she's guilty, she's nervous. But if she's very calm about it, then we're pretty sure that she's already, you know, kind of giving herself up and she's probably guilty. We don't have to check at that point in time. Those are the two ways of looking at it. Again, one more time. Rabbi Akiva would say to us, when she's panicking, her knees are shaking, she's very nervous, that would be a sign that we have no idea what's going on. She's just nervous, what's going to be? I don't know. I don't want to drink the water. It's so crazy. This whole thing is crazy. I can't. We say, you know what? Drink him. We're going to force you to drink him. We don't know what to make out of what you're saying. You look too nervous to know what you're coming from. But if she says, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to drink it. The whole time she's been calm, and now she's also calm. She's played the card until now. Then we say, you know what? She doesn't drink it. You don't have to drink it. But we know she's guilty. You know, she's guilty in there for no reason to check anymore. Now, before I get to the question, actually, we'll give one let's part line. I'll get to Aaron's question. I'll get my question, then Aaron's question. Avakah Kamar. This is what the Gemara is really saying. Kol machmas briusa klal klal lo shasya. Anytime when she says in a very calm, healthy, like bria, calm and healthy fashion, I'm not going to drink it. There's no drinking at all. Because we know that drink, I'm not drinking means I'm guilty. Machmas resisa, if she's doing it and she's very nervous, then we're not so sure. Depends. Achlo karva komates. If, as Rabbi Akiva said, she's not yet offered the korban, zakatilo emchok megillah, which means the megillah was not yet erased. Because again, according to Rabbi Akiva, the korban happens first, megillah is erased afterwards, like we had in the case of Rabbi Shimon. He agrees with Rabbi Shimon in that idea. So if the korban was not yet offered, which means that the Megillah was not yet erased, and she said, I'm not drinking. Or, inami, alternatively, amchok Megillah deshlokedin avikohanim, demachki. Or, that really the Megillah was already erased, but the Kohanim didn't do it in the right order. They lokedin, they did it improperly. They erased it, machki, they erased it improperly. But it was still improper. There, matzi hadraba. In that case, before the korban is offered, she's allowed to retract. But mishakar of hakomates, the bedin of a kohanim, the machki, that there when the kohanim already offered it and it was already erased, then lo matu yajuba, then we do not allow you to retract. That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. So Rabbi Akiva is saying the following thing again. If she says, I'm not drinking it in a very calm fashion, you never give her a drink. If she says, I'm not drinking it in a panic fashion, then it depends. If the process hadn't played out properly, where we've given the korban and erased the Shem Hashem, then she can pull out of it. But if Again, the Shem Hashem was already erased. Or
why would it be erased?
Because it was either you offered the korban, but it wasn't erased yet. Or if it was mistakenly erased by accident, in the wrong order. But the korban was not offered yet. In those cases, she's allowed to say, I'm not drinking, and we would let her retract on it. If she was nervous, if it was recisa, we let her retract. And afterwards, if she was nervous, we don't let her retract. We don't know what happened. We don't know what's going on at all. Before I get to Aaron's question, where else have we seen this idea of someone being very nervous? Excellent, Josh! Super! The idea that we do not give a woman to drink in front of another lady. Remember we said why? Because libo gaspa. We say that she's gonna have the mistaken confidence of the lady next to her. She said, I do it either. We said, well, what if she's shaking in her boots? She doesn't have the confidence. So then if that was the case, based on the reason of the libo gaspa, that she doesn't want to, her friend's not making it either. Well, once she's already shaking, then we don't assume that's libo gaspa. Then maybe we can assume that she didn't do it, in fact. Excellent.
What was the condition if the water is
Right, meaning there we're going to let her retract. She can say, I'm not doing it, and we let her not drink. Either way, we can retract. Whenever she wants to say, I don't want to do it, before the very end, she can say that. If she ever says, I'm not drinking, but she does it calmly, we don't give her a drink no matter what stage the process is.
No,
we never force her. For she panics, we don't force her unless it's already been the korban offered and the Megillah erased. But if either one of those two has not happened yet, meaning if really, the order is supposed to be korban offered and then Megillah erased after. But let's say, and therefore, if the korban was offered, Megillah not erased yet, and she's panicking, we say, okay, you can pull out now if you want to. If they made a mistake in the order and they already erased the Megillah, but have not yet given the korban, then she can also pull out of it. But if everything happened the right way, which means you already have both the korban offered and Megillah erased, and she's panicking, then we're like, I don't know what to make of this woman. I'm not sure what really happened here. I'm not sure if she did it or not. It's not clear from her reactions that we forced her to drink in that case, Rabbi Akiva would say. Question, Aaron, would you have a question?
She's only be paying a cup of anything when she knows she's guilty. If she's not guilty, she's looking for anything. She knows
the Gemara right now assumes the opposite. The Gemara assumes that when she's calm, here, I'll look inside the last Rashi in our Umud. It says over here, the Kahadra Machmas Briusa. When we say, when you say the word Duke of Omedis, when you say she's already considered a checked lady, the Kahadra Machmas Briusa. She'ina rosesis. She's not panicking. The karma any shows up. I'm not drinking it. Violates me. She's definitely tame. Ulakachin says that's why she's not panicking. Disamcha meikara. She planned this the whole way through. She's been waiting for this moment to happen. But Amra kimatin el mishti. When the time arrives for me to drink, I'm not going to drink it. So meaning when she's very calm, it means that she's thought out. She's been thought out the whole time. She knew this could happen. She was ready for it, and she said, I'm not drinking. But if she's panicking, she's just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. This is like a death sentence. She's like nervous. She didn't do it at all, but she's very nervous. Usually, often you have someone who's, people say, a person that says, has a court case, and they're nervous the night before the actual decision. The person sleeps well when they're guilty. When you're not guilty, you're not sleeping well because you're like, I can't believe this. Like, it's crazy. Like, what? I didn't do this, and I'm stuck here. So the woman feels like this is my whole world is upside down. I didn't do this. Like I didn't commit the crime. We're so far. So nervousness usually means like it's not that she's thought out in this process. That's the way you explain it. Okay. Last part of the morning we'll stop over here. Now the whole thing, we brought this whole thing in the kasha Rabbi Akiva, top of the kasha of Kafanav. Rabbi Akiva has a kasha on himself. Why? We said above that you force. Now we say, we said above that you force until the Megillah was erased. Sorry. You force when the Megillah was erased. So we said above. And below Rabbi Akiva says, no, you force when the korban was offered. So Rabbi Akiva seems to be inconsistent. Which one is it? Do you force? Again, we said above, Rabbi Akiva holds that if the Megillah was erased, then you force her to drink it. And below we say, if the korban was offered, we force her to drink it. Says the Gemara, Kasha Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva. How? Top of Kafman Aleph. Hasam Amar Mechika Ma'akva. There on top of the Testament Bays, we said, the erasing is what holds back. If she says, I'm not drinking, but you already erased it, we say, okay, you got to force her. Hacha, in the bottom of the Testament Bays, Amar Komet Makid, the korban, the handful of the korban is what holds her back. If once you've already offered the korban, then it's too late. Which one is it? Sounds like Rabbi Akiva is inconsistent. Gemara says, nah, trade tonight, Rabbi Akiva. You're right, there's two tonight according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is quoted over here as saying different things, and they can't say both of them. It's one or the other one. But people are quoting Rabbi Akiva the different way that he says it over, in a different way. One second. So Marv here says different people, Rabbi Akiva is quoted different ways. And again, in the end of the day, it's really the same if you think about it. Because even the second Rabbi Akiva, what did he say? That it, when do you make her drink it? The second Rabbi Akiva that we said, only when
she's trembling.
But even then, you only make her drink it when what? She's trembling. And what else besides that? What's happened regarding Megillah or Korban?
One of them is not
a race. If you haven't finished both of them yet, then you can still pull out of it if she's trembling.
I thought if you erase the water, then you make the
Korban. Then it's the wrong order and you're allowed to pull out of it still. You don't force her then. You don't force her then.
So you need both.
You only force when she has both, which means what's the last part really? In theory, if you did the right order, it's really the hashka. Really, when she drinks it, when it's erased, I'm sorry, the order is really off of the Korban, and then you erase it. That should be the right order. If you made a mistake, so we say, even made a mistake, then it's only when the Korban is offered afterwards. But really, they quote Rabbi Akiva differently, but it's really the same sock that they have Rabbi Akiva. You have both the Korban and the Megillah being erased, and then you force her to drink. So it's two opinions according to Rabbi Akiva, how he said it over, but the sock halacha should be the same, which is that only when both those are offered do we say it's actually over. Finally, Ibailu, the last part, Ibailu, Amr Eni Shosa Machmas Briusa. The Chazar Amr Shosa Ani, Mahu. She's calm, cool, collected. She says, I'm not drinking. Then she's like, you know what? I'll drink. What happens then? We assume when she's calm, cool, collected. What does it mean when she's calm?
She's guilty.
So we don't make her drink. The whole point of drinking was to find out what happened. She's calm. Then she's like, you know what? I'll drink it. Well, how do we look at it then? Two options. Keba de Amra Eni Shosa Tamei Ani Ka Amra. When she says, I'm not drinking, that means that we establish her to be Tameya, she's guilty. When she's established her guilt, you can't go back on it. Like, she's admitted it. It's over. It's game over. Or Odilma, or maybe, came into Amr Shosani, when she says, no, I'll drink it. It's clear that even though you didn't think she was so panicking, you thought she was pretty calm about it, it's clear now that she was worried about it. She's a very good poker player. She looked calm, but she was like panicking inside. He was like, okay, you know what? I will drink it. She was nervous, so she said, I'm not drinking it. And even though she said it in a very calm fashion, you misread that to be she's guilty. She's actually just putting up a good front. But now she's like, you know what? I will drink it. So maybe therefore we shouldn't look at her original denial in a calm fashion, like it was really calm. Inside, she was in tremendous turmoil, and she was very nervous. Which one did we say? Take you. Unclear. Unclear what to do in the case when she was calm. And she says, you know, afterwards, I will drink it.
Why wouldn't you just give it to her? Because anyways, find out.
Why not just give it to her? Because the whole purpose, we don't want her to die. Remember we had it earlier on, we said chas, the Torah's chas on her life. Remember we had it earlier on? Even when you erase it, she says, I'm Tameya. We say, okay, then you don't have to go through with it.
So why would we have to go through?
Why would she drink it if she knows in the end she might die? Yeah. Let's say she has chus tola. Sometimes people will deny it till the end. They'll deny things until the end, even though they don't want to ever be in the world. And people to know what they did wrong. They'll deny it and they'll die. They'd rather like not be alive and people know that they were extramarital affair. People kill themselves in the ass. Why do people kill themselves?
I don't know.
I don't either. But I mean, people, so they're embarrassed. Right? They're embarrassed. They don't want to ever be, so therefore she'd rather kill herself, basically. She's using the salt waters to kill herself rather than be alive and embarrassed that she actually had an affair in front of her kids, in front of her husband. She'd rather die.
But what's going to happen anyway? She's anyways going to die, huh?
If she did it.
Yeah.
If she did.
When she dies.
What's that?
Yeah.
You don't know anything when she dies.
You're going to know when she dies. Because she's not alive for it. When someone commits suicide, oftentimes it means that they know what happened. They're accused of some crime. They deny it. They kill themselves about it. Why? But they're dead. They don't feel anything anymore. At least we don't think they feel anything, but we don't know what happens to them. But they don't. This world, they think they're shame-free now. Again, we don't want her to die. That's what we said before. We said, remember we had a mission before, the bottom of an Amud Aleph, and you have a parak, the Torah's chas in her life. If they're chas in her life, the bottom of Yudah Amud Aleph, if they're chas in her life when she's a criminal, all the more so when she does Ratzon Hashem. So we want her not to die. We'd rather not die if we can avoid it. So we think that she's admitting it right now, we're not going to let her drink in the end. That's the point.
But if you don't give her the water, then what happens?
They have to get divorced. She doesn't
die?
No. If she doesn't drink the water, she's going to die. No Edom saw what happened. No Edom saw what happened. Yeah. Anyone? Yeah. No, she does not drink it, but she's an Isha. Yeah, exactly.
How does she just get out of that free?
She's not free. She has to get divorced. She's an adulteress. No one saw what happened. She has to get divorced from her husband. She has no ksuva, and she's now has a scarlet letter on her body. Not literally, but she's now known to be an adulteress. She can't marry a Kohen. She's like a Zona. She's ashamed.
The whole point of the Sota is to find out what happened.
But now we know what happened. She said, I'm not drinking it. Oh, okay.
She said I will drink it.
Oh, so now, but we don't want her to die. So if we have confidence that this is the first time she was confident, which means we know she's guilty, I'm guilty, but I'll drink it anyways. We said, no, you don't drink if you're guilty.
So if she says she's guilty before everything, then she doesn't die also.
Correct. She doesn't drink, yeah, guilt, or she doesn't guilty the whole way, thinking I'm guilty, whenever she wants to. Uh-huh. She doesn't drink that. If she says, I don't want to drink it even. In the beginning, she says, I don't want to drink it. She also doesn't drink it before they erase anything. Then they're divorced. She says over here, I'm not guilty, but I'm not drinking this. I'm not going through the process. So we say, okay. So they get divorced, no ksuva, no one knows what happened, you're not drinking it, and we assume, but we don't know. The last line over here, Amar Avu de Shmuel, Tzarech Shitin Mar L'Tzolcha Mayim. You have to put something bitter in the water before you give the water to drink. My time, why are we assuming you put something in the water? Amar Kra, Meha Marim. It says that you erase the parchment into the bitter waters. What does that imply? Shemarim Kra, they're already bitter. How do they get bitter? So you put some sort of an ingredient into the water that makes it bitter, and then you erase things afterwards. That's what we'll stop over here. Shkoyach, boys, great job. Very proud of you. Kol kavod.